Recording in progress.
Everyone, a very happy new year and healthy new year. I'd like to make another comment. I'd like to thank Gabrielle Cahill for her leadership in 2024. So thank you so much, Gabrielle, for your leadership for the year. I'd also like to thank Kapil Shah and Reverend Rouse for their service to our community. Congratulations. I'd like to congratulate our mayor for being reappointed to be the mayor again, and again to Gabrielle Cahill for being reelected. And I would also like to welcome our new members, Laura Leibowitz and Sarah Rashid. Welcome to the team. We as a team will work together to do good things for the Township of Piscataway, and every day is a new opportunity to be better than we were yesterday. So now we'll move forward and get this meeting going. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the bulletin boards, the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Could everyone please join me in the flag salute? As everyone knows, this is the reorganization meeting this evening. So I open the meeting, and I will now open the nominations to elect a council president. Can I have a nomination to elect the council president?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Dennis Espinosa as council president.
Second, Carmichael.
Okay. Can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
And we have a council president, Dennis Espinosa. And you can now join the seat here.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. I would like to also thank Councilwoman Cahill for her leadership, for being a council president in 2024. You truly, you know, love this town and care for its residents, so thank you for your leadership.
Thank you, Councilman.
I would like to echo Councilwoman Lombardi's statements from before. I would like to thank Kapil Shah and Reverend Morales for their service for being council members last year. Thank you so much. I definitely learned a lot from everyone, so thank you. And also congratulations to the mayor. And a very warm welcome to Sarah Rashid and Laura Leibowitz. I'm going to look forward to working with both of you. I would like to call the nominations to elect Council Vice President.
I would like to nominate Michelle Lombardi. And before we hear a second, the reason why I'd like to nominate Michelle is because, well, first, your love of this town, lifelong resident, born and raised here, and for all of the various things that you've done for this town, for the different initiatives that you've spearheaded, the cleanup, the Christmas decorations, you know, many things. And I know I'm missing a million things, but you do it because you love the town and you want to bring us together as one town and have sort of that small town feel in a big town. And also because for the years of good guidance, good governance, from my perspective, when I was first on the board. So with that, I'd like to offer our Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi to be Council Vice President.
Have a second, please.
Yeah, I'd like to second that. I'd like to.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
You guys are out of order, sorry. Councilmember Leibowitz? Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to, we would like to call the meeting to order, the reorganization meeting of January 2nd, 2025. A roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Present.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Urin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. So now we'll announce the mayor's appointments. Ms. Cedar, can you proceed?
To the Civil Rights Advisory Commission, Taryn Adkins, E. Bashir Ahmed, Rehan Ahmed, Shamin Richardson, Sharon Robinson Briggs, Linwood Rouse, Kenneth Saunders, Shirley Saunders, Brenda Smith. To the Community Outreach Advisory Commission, Amy Bauman, Calvin Laughlin, Chanel McCollum, Jenny Perez Ray, Linwood Rouse, Frank Irwin. To the Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Gabrielle Cahill, Peter Neiman, Kapil Shah. Emergency Management Coordinator, Nick Lombardi. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Paul Snyder. To the Planning Board, E. Bashir Ahmed, Gabrielle Cahill, Dawn Corcoran, Philip Echevarria, Henry Kenny, Carol Saunders, Brenda Smith, the presiding municipal court judge, James P. Hobisch.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Comments regarding item number 11, consent agenda items, opening to the public. If you opening to the remote portion of, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At this time, at that time, Please state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The consular administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing to the public. Can I have a motion, please? We don't have to move. We have an ordinance first reading.
Be it resolved, yeah, I'm going to read it. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, designating a qualified purchasing agent pursuant to NJSA 48:11-9, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 23rd day of January, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion.
May I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Ordinance pass. Consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, thank you.
None, thank you.
I'm going to read these appointments, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appointment of Kelly Mitch as Deputy Municipal Clerk, Melissa Cedar as Registrar of Vital Statistics, Kelly Mitch as Deputy Registrar, and Bundy Sood as Alternate Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, James Cosendine and Kenneth Saunders to the Board of Ethics, Sarah Rashid, Laura Leibowitz, Catherine Juttner, Raj Kumar, and Eloise Robinson to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission, Norman Edom, Mohammed Hossein, Karen Lynn, and Jerry Wilson to the Health Advisory Commission, Frank Erin, Henry Kenny, Dawn Corcoran, Alex Adkins, Linwood Rouse, and Kapil Shaw to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee, Timothy Dacey, Chris Iyer-Virando, and Janine Albanese to the Library Board of Trustees, Animal Control Solutions as Certified Animal Control Officers, and Sean Morelli as the Animal Cruelty Investigator, Dawn Corcoran as Municipal Housing Liaison for Affordable Housing Program, Gabrielle Cahill to the Planning Board as Class 3 member, Michelle Lombardi, Legina Adams, Karen Johnson, Raj Kumar, Kimberly Lane, Nicole Owens, Amar Goswami, Ahmed Multani, and Peter Naiman to the Public Relations Advisory Commission, Kapil Shah to the Recreation Advisory Commission, Camille Fernicola, Antonio Abano, Joyce Coles, and Karen O'Donnell to the Senior Citizens Advisory Commission, Michelle Lombardi and Amy Bauman to the Senior Citizen Housing Board of Trustees, Artie Heyduka, Rodney Blount, William Mitterando, Waqar Ali to the Zoning Board of Adjustment, Amelia Light, Esquire, as Supervising Prosecutor, Thomas Lanza and John Kuczynski as Township Prosecutors, Timothy Dacey as Public Agency Compliance Officer, James Harding and John Wisniewski as Public Defenders, Vanessa Colon as Municipal Court Administrator, Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator, Christopher Yotis, Kenneth Schultz, Thomas Przybylski, Brad Stover, and Joseph Quigley as Special Police Officers, Vandana Kurana as the Treasurer, Keith L. Stith as the Director of Public Safety, Timothy Dacey as Business Administrator, Jonathan Misrahi as CDBG Township Certifying Agent, Guy Gaspari as Recycling Coordinator, Guy Gaspari as the Clean Communities Coordinator, Melissa Cedar as the Certifying Official for Municipal Lien Searches, Dawn Corcoran as Certifying Agent for Subdivision Approvals, Timothy Dacey or Joseph Herrera as the Agent for Filing Applications with the State DEP for Flood Hazard Area Permit Authorizations, Timothy Dacey or Joseph Herrera as Agent of the Township for Filing Applications with the Freehold Soil Conservation District, Timothy Dacey or Joseph Herrera as Agent of the Township for Filing Applications with State DEP for Extension of Sanitary Sewers.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Okay, announcements and comments from the officials, our officials. Gabrielle Kay. Can I have a motion, please?
Offer for the consent agenda items.
I have a second.
I'll second it, Frank Cohen.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes.
The President, if I can make a suggestion that everybody whose name was called, please come up to the front. And if they use one of the Bibles, or if you have something else, or you don't need to have a Bible, just please come up to the front so we can administer the oath of office.
Thank you, Mary.
You can come up here, up to the front here. This is organized chaos.
If your name was called, please stand up to take your oath. Thank you.
All right. All right. We're not holding hands and singing Kumbaya here. So you're going to take the oath of office, okay? Okay. Okay, everybody raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution, of the United States, and of this Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state, under the authority of the people, that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of, and state your. Oh, good. I didn't have to say it. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I want to thank you for showing that this really isn't chaos. If everybody wants to just took their oath, you can go in the back and see Dana. She has your certificate sec that you have to sign. So if you want to get out and go ahead and sign, okay?
I love the group oath of office.
Thank you, Mayor, and congratulations to everyone. We come to the announcement and comments from official portion. Councilwoman Cahill, would you like to start off?
Yeah, I would just like to wish all people present, Piscataway residents, a very happy and healthy new year. It's going to be a very interesting year at the national level, but we know here in this town that we're all working to make us a better town. And so I look forward to that and just wish everyone safe travels on the roads during the winter season. And and I look forward to the Martin Luther King celebration, which I don't know if my colleague wants to talk a little bit more about, but thank you.
That's a great segue. Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Just looking forward to working with our new council, and I'm looking for us to thrive in 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, happy new year, healthy new year to everyone. I'm sure that we will all work together to do the right things for our community here. One of the first things coming up are our township rabies clinics for the animals. So Saturday, January 25th at 9 o'clock, and Saturday, February 1st at 9 o'clock to noon will be our rabies clinic for getting the animals vaccinated. So other than that, everybody have a very happy and healthy new year.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Welcome, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Would you like to have give an announcement?
I want to wish everybody, of course, a happy new year. And I want to point out that we are in the darkest time of the year. And we should reflect on the point that many of our faiths celebrate light at this season. Today, Hanukkah ended at 4:43. We had a wonderful light decorating contest here in town honoring Christmas. And so I hope that we each take the light and carry it in through this dark season, heading us into a wonderful year of working together.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Councilwoman Rashid, welcome.
Thank you. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. It is very exciting to be here. And I look forward to working with everyone. It's very befitting because this is Muslim Heritage Month, January, celebrated all across New Jersey. So look out for events happening in schools and the libraries and around town.
Thank you so much. Councilman Earn?
Yes, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy new year, and I'm looking forward to another great year in 2025. And I want to welcome our two new council members. Welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. I would like to say, again, it seems like there's the same message across the board. You know, we are working together. We have two new council members looking very forward to working with both of you. And of course, 2025, let's strive. You know, I think that's going to catch on for me. So thank you so much to everyone. Mayor?
Just happy new year. Look forward to all the nice infrastructure improvements are going to take in place in the town. So much so, there's one going on right outside in front of our window. If you notice, there's no water in the building right now because of that. So hopefully this is a good sign of the start of 2020. Things are getting fixed. So
thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Wish everybody a happy new year. Thank everybody for what we accomplished last year. The council was certainly a very important part of all the progress that we made. And believe it or not, the mayor actually has more planned for this year. So look forward to working with you on this year's projects.
Thank you, sir. And from our township attorney, Raj Kumar.
Yeah, just a happy new year and looking forward to working with the council this year. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to review the agenda session for January 23rd, 2025. Ordinance second reading designating a qualified purchasing agent. It's going to be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance first reading amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 8, resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing submission of fiscal year 2025 Local Recreation Improvement Grant, LRIG. Resolution authorizing Piscataway Township to join the Keystone Purchasing Network Cooperative Purchasing System. Resolution authorizing return of Sterling Village security deposit and payment to Piscataway Township for damages, apartment 455. Resolution authorizing award of contract through Somerset County Cooperative Gasoline Supply 87 Octane National Fuel Oil Inc. not to exceed $275,000. Okay. At this time, we're going to open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody online?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you so much. Closing the remote portion. Opening up for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. State your name and address, please.
Yes, good evening, Council. My name is Charlie Cradiville. I'm from New Brunswick. I'm the editor of New Brunswick Today, a community news outlet available online at newbrunswicktoday.com. I want to start by wishing everybody a happy new year and congratulations to everyone who, you know, won a term in office. And I hope that you'll all have a good experience serving and that you'll be guided by the Constitution and your constituents, first and foremost. I did have just one matter I wanted to ask about. I saw a contract that the council approved in November for information technology services. It was there was a certification that quote an emergency condition exists, and wanted to learn more about that. I wanted to know what the emergency was and how Atlantic IT Services will be addressing that emergency.
Yes, so the emergency was just there was a personnel issue. Our IT director was unavailable and has been unavailable. And so therefore we needed someone to step in and provide support while we look, you know, while we figure out a solution.
Future. Yeah, we're advertising for an IT person now, so.
Got it. So the situation was that there was a person on staff doing the work and they had to leave?
Yes.
Are they still employed? Are they on leave? What's the status?
No longer employed, but yes.
No longer employed, and now Atlantic IT is doing all the IT work.
We've got one employee in there, and Atlantic IT is helping with their expertise.
Got it.
Hopefully by the end of the first quarter, I hope to have somebody hired here.
Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I had today. So I just want to wish you all well, and thanks for hearing me out. I appreciate being able to speak here, and I also appreciate being able to watch on Zoom and on YouTube. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
I see no one else. Closing to the public. Motion to close.
Motion.
Second.
Please say aye.
Aye. Are you asking us to vote?
All in favor, start.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Have a great night.